conference are you in?
Hi, Grizzly? Yep.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm all right. So by the way, I thought you were asking, is that like the first name of the company? That is not my first name.
Oh, okay. what is your first name then?
Jamie.
Jamie, okay. That's what I was saying yesterday. I was like, Grizzly, that's a really cool name. Like, I've never heard anybody with that name before. That makes sense. Is your last name Grizzly or something? Or is that just your business name?
That's just a business name.
That makes way more sense. No, it's all good. I feel bad. I was calling you Grizzly all day, or the whole time I was talking to you.
Nah, you're all right.
Okay, so now did you want to move forward with the package then?
I wanted to see like all the other websites or businesses that you guys helped out. Usually with that other company, they kind of gave us examples of what the websites are looking like, the Facebook pages, and the package, to be honest, the package is super competitive that you're offering. I really do like that because it sounds pretty much like the same thing because they're building the website and they're building the Facebook as well. And with like unlimited, you know, changes to the website whenever we need it, if we need to add something, is that something y'all do as well?
Well, so yeah, the website that I sent you, here, let me see. Hold on 1 second. I don't know if I did send it to you, but I can go ahead and send it to you right now. So the websites that we do, they are actually what we call DIY sites. So what that means is we fully build them. You know, we'll optimize them, we'll manage them and maintain them. They are 100% Google compliant. Now, with the websites, you have the option to change anything to your website at any given time that you want, and we'll show you how to do that. That is the wonderful thing about our websites. Of course, if you don't have time and you need something changed real quick, you can always just let us know. But now build our sites that you have the ability to change anything to your site at any given time.
Okay. Would you mind if I include my business partner in this phone call?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Is your partner there with you? Or are you going to call them?
I'm going to give them a call.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Hi.
Hello, Jesse. This is Carter. He's on the line with us now.
Hi, how are you, Jesse?
Good. How are you doing today, Carter?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Okay, great. I'm glad to hear it. So I had just been talking to Jamie about a package that we had for Google placement. He had mentioned that you guys were already working with someone and I was trying to offer a competitive rate, right? So we could get you, on there with getting your business. So has he told you anything about it so far?
Yeah. I was on the call yesterday and then he told me what you guys had talked about this morning already.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, now I did go ahead and text over this, website, but, Jamie, it doesn't look like the text messages have sent yet. Have they come through? Are you maybe in an area with bad reception or anything?
No, they haven't came through.
Okay. Let me see. For some reason, it
actually, I might have gotten something yesterday. Let me look yesterday.
No, it doesn't look like I sent it yesterday. Let me try this. Hold on.
Is it the partners directory with Google.com?
So that, I was just showing you our partnership badge that, you know, okay. Again, like I said yesterday, that, that all that information, you can Google that yourself, but just, it's just a kind of a quick link to see our partnership badge directly through Google. Let me try sending this though, because I want you to see this website. Okay. It says it's set now. It might just take a second to come through, but so basically, Carter, what I had been saying to Jamie was he was asking about the website and if you guys could change anything to it. I was letting him know that the websites that we have now, you're actually pretty lucky because we just launched these sites a couple of weeks ago. Before this, with our month-to-month pricing, we had been doing kind of just what was a basic landing page, kind of a one-page website. But these new websites that we have, they're what we call our DIY sites. So they're 5 pages. They are called DIY not because you do the website yourself, but we build them, we'll optimize them, we'll manage them, and we'll maintain them. But you have the ability to change anything to the website at any given time if you want. So if you want to add a picture or change some wording or, you know, change anything about it, you always have the ability to be able to do that.
But you guys do build it, host it, and maintain it?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty neat because, you know, people will ask, you know, hey, I have a picture of some work I did, you know, right? And if you don't have pictures of your work, we can add stock photos to begin with. But then you can go in and add a picture if you'd like. Or you did something really cool and you just want to add that particular thing. You can add that. Or, you know, if something changes about, you know, the services you're providing, you can add that or change it. Or, you know, reflect your business a little bit better about what it says. You know, you can always do that yourself. If you don't have the time and you're just busy or anything like that, of course, you just let us know. We'll do it too. But at least you'll always have that freedom and that access to your website to be able to do anything yourself as well.
Okay. Yeah, I was under the impression that I think both me and Hyde were under the impression that we have to build the website ourselves and you guys just host it.
No. We'll build it. So we build the whole site. We'll manage it, maintain it. It will be 100% Google compliant. This completely gives you the ability to be able to have the freedom to change it if you'd like.
That's cool. And how long from, you know, say we're like, okay, let's do this. How long from when I say that and will you guys be launching our website?
It'll be 7 to 14 days.
Okay. All right.
All right, cool. And
so
you're saying the price of month to month was $150, correct?
$149, yeah. So $1 shy. Mm-hmm. And so with our packages, too, you know, I just want you to know that it is completely custom. You can customize it at any time. So with the packages, we do include, you were asking about Facebook. We do include Facebook business profiles, so we can create that for you. But we don't run Facebook ads. So if you wanted to run ads, which is something different, so this is what's called retargeting, right? It's basically where you're going to be building a lot more brand awareness. If anybody looks for any type of electrical work online, Facebook will notice them as a potential customer. So then they'll run that ad for them in the area on their news feed. So you'll be an ad that will be popping up on their news feed. We do have the ability to do that. That would just be an extra $100. So literally that extra $100.
No, I think.
Sorry
to interrupt you. I think we talked about this with Town Square, and I think we're going to do our own Facebook marketing.
Okay, yeah, totally. That's completely fine. I was just letting you know you have the ability to do that through us.
Cool.
And then also you can run Google ads. That's another thing that we have if you ever want to do that. You know, I just think starting with this package, you know, to see the job that we're going to be doing for you is a good start. But, you know, just so you know, you have the ability to kind of up your marketing at any time if you'd like.
Okay.
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 All right, cool.
So what do you guys think? Do you have any questions, comments, anything?
go ahead, honey.
No, you're good. Go ahead.
No, I mean, I don't have a ton of questions. I'm trying to think of anything I have. I mean, it sounds like you're pretty comparable to what we're doing now with this other company, and your price is pretty competitive. So I kind of like the sound of everything. I'm going to be straight up with you, though. When we first got the call from you guys, it was an Indian person with a strong, heavy accent that was hard to understand. Is that what we would be dealing with all the time?
No, absolutely not. James, he's not from the country, but he lives here in California now. So our company is in California, Costa Mesa. That's where our office is. So we all work in an office. And yeah, he isn't from America originally, but he does live here now.
Right.
So that's not something that you would deal with all the time, no. typically, most people are, you know, they are from here. Most of our company is from America, so.
Okay. I hate to ask like that, but that's kind of a big thing, you know, if we were able to understand our, you know, a manager or whatever.
Yeah, no, I get that, definitely. I mean, I completely understand how frustrating that can be. You know, I know that you probably have nothing against anybody. I'm the same way. If somebody called me, you know, and I couldn't understand them, I would probably personally hang up. You know, that's just how I am. It's like even when I'm dealing with T-Mobile, you know, and I know that they're sending me calls outside of the country, I'm like, oh, my God. And then I have to go back and ask again because that person didn't input what I was asking. And it's just, it's frustrating. You know, so I get it.
No, that's good to hear. Would you be like our account manager?
So I will always be the lead on your account. You, from this point, you'll be dealing with your account management team. So we have people that are on the more kind of techie side of everything. You know, that, is not something that I deal with, but you have my extension and phone number. I believe I already sent it to you. So you can always reach me at any time. So if you have any questions, if you're having a problem with something, you know, if anything, I will always be here to help you out.
Okay. Awesome. And you said it's no contract, right? It's month to month?
It is month to month. Yes, no contract.
Okay.
I mean, so we do ask you to give it 2 months, Jamie. This doesn't mean that you're paying 2 months up front or you're in a contract. We just say that to bring the full program to fruition.
Yeah.
But, you know, that it would still remain that month to month pricing. And I know once you get those jobs coming in from Google, you're not going to be going anywhere anyway. So.
Well, I mean, we understand that SEO marketing takes time and you're not going to see results overnight. So we understand that. I mean, to me, this sounds pretty good. Obviously, me and Jaime need to sit and talk by ourselves, but I like everything I'm hearing. We just need to go to this other company and figure out, because honestly, my big thing right now is, man, we've been working with this other company for a month. Our website launches in 2 days. And now it's like, if we switch, fuck, man, we got to wait another 2 weeks for our website. And we really need that. Like, that's my concern right now.
Right. Same here for ours. You know, like Carter was saying, it's not going to go overnight. And we're only 1 month in with this one. But yours is something that, there's definitely an idea of going through, if you know what I mean.
Okay, so let me ask you, how long did they tell you that they would be able to get you on the first page? How long was that for them?
I honestly don't think they gave us a time. I think they said it's I think they were kind of vague about it, but they were saying, you know, like we said, oh, SEO marketing takes time, so just give it time. That's kind of what they were saying.
What? Okay. Yeah. That's, I don't know. I'll let you know. Industry standard is 60 to 90 days. That's what industry standard is. Now, because we're partnered directly with Google, like I've sent you that partnership badge, we're able to do that in half that time since we're working directly with Google. So we're able to do that within 30 to 45 days. So that would be kind of the timeline of how everything works. I mean, between now and that time, we'll get you in with all the directory listings. We'll get your website. We will get you on the mobile devices. And then within 30 to 45 days, you're going to begin to appear there on that first page. So that's how our kind of timeline. I'm sure they're telling you, not giving you kind of a solid timeline, just because it probably will be that 60 to 90 days that's typical for industry standard. And they just don't want you to know that. But that, yeah, any other person really that's not partnered with Google is going to be telling you, it'll just take time,
And I get the part, you know, getting on the front page, you know, whatever takes time. I get that. What I'm really talking about is our website, because, like I said, we've been working with them. Our website is about to launch. We've been waiting weeks on it, and then now if we switch, we're going to have to wait another 2 weeks to get our website. All I'm talking about is our website. We're going to have to wait another 2 weeks to get our website up and going. And I, honestly, I don't think we can wait another 2 weeks to get our website going, because we need to start getting our name out there. I don't know. That's my only concern, is waiting another 2 weeks to get our website up and going.
Okay. It's completely up to you. I mean, I wish I could do the website quicker. I mean, I just, you know, 7 to 14 days for everything that we need to put together. I mean, thankfully, since we're doing these through WordPress and we already have, you know, the template, and this is why we only do websites for particular, you know, industries. So these websites, the one that I showed you, we only have certain industries that we'll actually do them for, so we have that template ready to get them up and running within 7 to 14 days. But, I mean, there's really nothing I could do any quicker than that without, you know, giving you unrealistic expectations, you know. And I don't want to do that. I mean, you know, I work here because I believe in transparency, right? So I would rather be transparent with you. So.
No, and I really appreciate that. I understand, you know, something like that takes time. I get that it's going to take a minute, you know, and I know you probably can't do anything about that. I'm just letting you know, transparency, that's my biggest concern right now, is switching over at that. So that's something I think me and Jaime need to talk about. I think, I can't speak for Jaime, but I'm pretty much sold on Local Splash. Like I said, the only reservation I have is waiting another 2 weeks. So I think me and Jaime kind of need to discuss this and see what we can do about this.
Okay.
And if we can wait another 2 weeks to get our website up and going. You know, because we may have to wait for this company to launch on the 26th so we have a website, and then we can switch over to you guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I would just find out, though, if that is your plan, what their, like, if you don't already know what their policy is on canceling with their website, because I know there are some companies that will, like, hold websites hostage, right?
Yeah,
this is pretty common. A lot of people do that to kind of keep people's business. I mean, with us, what we do is, if you decided you didn't want to move forward, right, then you just need to pay $99 to get the whole website back. That's just how it would work.
Gotcha.
So that's the only thing with us with canceling that you would ever have to pay, is for the website, for the $99. Everything will be built exactly the same. You know, obviously you would continue to manage it, but at least with us as well, with our websites, if you ever decided you didn't want to move forward, then – you would have complete access already and knowing how to kind of critique your website. Now with the,
sure.
the website that, that you have right now too, even if they do give you your website, they may not give you login to it, right? That's the other thing.
Right.
So if you don't have login credentials to it, then you'll never be able to change anything about it. And that may be fine, but you know, it just, those are good things to know, right? If
that
you
is.
Can, you know, change anything to it or, you know, whatever it may be. So, I guess I would definitely find out those couple of things. Cause I mean, really, even too, if it's the case, do you really want to even be working with somebody that's holding your website hostage to begin with? You know, because even if it's now or down the road, you don't want to work with them anymore for whatever reason, you know, then you're not going to have your website and you're going to have to start all over anyway. So it's,
right.
you know, those are just some things to keep in mind.
I've heard for with this company that you can, you know, they build the website, blah, 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 and next month you decide not to work with them. You can take the website, like take it with you.
Yeah, they told us we could take the domain and everything.
Yeah, like that. They just wouldn't host it.
Okay,
but
so is
I
it,
also
is
heard
it
off, like,
Town Square that you're talking about? Is it, that who
yeah.
you're working with? Okay, so
yeah.
in my experience, now, I mean, you know, don't hold me to it, but all I know is from the people I work with, right? And, you know, I don't know exactly what they did, but I've talked to people that have canceled with Town Square, and then gone to look up their website, and all it says is Town Square. And so I don't know if there was some reason that they decided to just stop their website because of a bad relationship or whatever it may be. But typically when I've talked to people that have canceled with Town Square, it literally, you go to their website and all it says is Town Square Media. I'm not sure why that is. You know, maybe that would be something that you might want to find out, like, for sure, you know, that they wouldn't,
yeah.
you know, just shut down your website, you know. So,
My thought kind of right now is, and Hyman, me and you will have to talk about this, but I'm kind of thinking we keep Town Square. I think we renew in the middle of the month, so it'll be, like September 15th is when we need to renew, or around there, our monthly contract with them. So I'm almost thinking we keep them until the last minute so we can keep that website up. And in the meantime, we have you guys building a website. And so by the time we cancel with them by like the 10th or whatever, you guys already have your website ready so we don't have any downtime between. Does that make sense?
I mean, it does, just the only thing is you want to be careful with that. So I'm assuming that, okay, so let me ask you this. Now, I haven't actually found it yet, but do you have a Google Business profile right now?
Jaime?
No.
Okay, so did they send you out the postcard?
We got
the postcard. Yes, they did, actually, yeah.
Okay, did you already give them the login credentials for that?
They're asking for, I gave it to them, but they sent me an email asking for it again, so I don't believe they have it, from
okay.
my understanding, because they're asking for it again.
Okay, so that would be the only thing, because you don't want two people managing your Google Business profile at the same time. That can create a conflict with Google.
Okay.
So, if you haven't given them the login credentials for that yet, then I would say, you know, that would be all right. You know, you could do that, and then you could have us managing your Google Business profile, building the website, and then next month, you know, you can, do that. I mean, especially if you've already paid, then, you know, it's like you're not really losing anything, I guess. Yeah, I don't want you to have your Google Business profile flagged because that can just create like weeks of issues. So, you know, yeah, that would be the only thing that I would say.
Okay. So we need to talk to them and see if they have that postcard credentials.
Yeah,
okay.
I will find that out for sure. I mean, they'll probably ask you about it if they don't have it already, you know, and
right.
they may continue bugging you about it until next month. But, you know, it's if you haven't given it to them, definitely don't if you plan on signing up with us. That's all I would say.
Right.
Okay.
So let's just say I did give it to them. What would be our point of action then?
Well, so basically what we would do is we would get the login credentials from them. And some people are a little bit easier to work with than others. And that just basically means that, you know, then they'll know that you're trying to go to another company and they'll claw and scratch to get your business and keep it. And then, you know, it's a matter of if they will give it to us or not. If they won't give it to us, then we have to wait, you know, we have to go through all these steps of getting the login credentials from Google. It can take a little bit of time that can push back that timeline if they're not cooperating, I guess, if that's the right word in giving us that.
Yeah.
That can take about a couple of weeks. So.
Well,
I've heard they are actually a little difficult to work with once they know that you are kind of leaving.
Yeah, I mean, you know, every company is different. You know, all I really know about any other SEO company is from talking to clients that I work with. You know, I don't really know much beyond that. I mean, I've looked up Town Square. I mean, the only thing I find kind of concerning about Town Square itself is, you know, they don't have a Google Business Profile. I think it's kind of strange that a SEO company would not have a Google Business Profile. But there are a couple of SEO companies that are like that. And, you know, I think that's mostly just because they don't want reviews. They don't want people to see reviews about them. You know, because it's like we have over 600 reviews on now we have over 700 reviews with a 4-star rating on our Google Business Profile, you know, and obviously not every single one of them is going to be, you know, amazing, right? It also is the fact that there are other SEO companies, since we are the best in the business, that go to our Google Business Profile and leave bad reviews about us in an effort to make us look bad. So I'm sure that that's why other SEO companies don't have Google Business Profiles, is to do that, you know, manipulate what people see about them. But that in itself kind of shows you how well a company can do for you. So, right, if you're going to look up if you're going to look up local SEO, Costa Mesa, which is where we're located, we're number one on the search engine, right, on Google. Now, you can't do that with those other companies to see how they're showing. Then how do you know what they're going to be able to do for you? You know, does that kind of make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, that's the only thing really that I can see that's a little bit concerning about them. That's it, though. Other than that, I'm not sure. All I know is what I've heard, so... So what are you guys thinking?
I would like to talk to Town Square, really, on what, is it like you were saying, I'm pretty sure they're going to try to sweeten some deal or drop the price or do something to try to keep our business. But you do sound very, very promising. I'm trying to think of, like, the only thing that helps, if, like, Town Square is offering anything that you guys aren't, and if it's even worth it. So I'm just,
Definitely. I mean, check it out, you know. I mean, ultimately, all I really want for you guys is to be successful in your business. I mean, that's really what I want. You know, I work here because I believe that Google is really where you're going to see the highest return on your investment for your company. And if you're in something that is working for you, then great. You know, that's amazing. You know, that's really, I believe small businesses are the backbone of our country, and I just want to see them do well. You know, so, whatever is better for you guys at the end of the day is the best thing for me.
Okay. Would you have any questions that I could ask Town Square just to freaking, what am I trying to say? I'm trying to think.
like, is there a way I should go about asking certain things that you guys are offering that they don't?
Well, I don't know exactly what they're offering, so it's really hard for me to say that. I mean, you know, I just kind of explained what we're offering. I mean, are they giving you on mobile devices? Are how many directory listings are they hitting you with? You know, I mean, you said they're creating a Facebook business profile, but that just would be included in the directory listings that we're getting you with. So we get you up to 60 directory listings. We'll get you on mobile devices. Now, the thing is with that is mobile devices, it is different programming. So and everybody looks on their phone for everything, right? So we're going to get you on iPhones, Androids, tablets, voice-activated systems like Alexa. You know, I've heard of people paying for that separately on their own before, and it's like I forget how much somebody told me it was, but, you know, I know of people doing that on their own, but this would at least be included in the package. Then, you know, getting you on there for up to 15 keyword phrases. I mean, I know electric and electrician, and there's only like so many variations of words and services that you can do for, your business, but, you know, finding out how many keywords they're offering and if they charge more for the keywords. I've heard of other companies doing that, like only offering five keywords and then charging more for any other keywords that they want to do. You know, asking about the website, if they are going to take it hostage, what they will plan to do with it, if they don't want to, if you don't want to continue, you know, just finding out things like that. I mean, that's mostly what I would ask.
Okay. Now, let's just say they did take our name or that website hostage, and we weren't able. Let's just say that they did not, and we are able to use that website that they built and make y'all's job easier, but now we're just kind of running with you guys, but with that website. Is there a way to do that? If they're, you know, they're playing nice and let it go, or would y'all want to do something with you guys and completely start new?
You know, I always just think it's better. I mean, did you get the text message I sent you of the website we can do?
I believe so. One second. Local splash preview?
I believe that's what it is.
Okay, yeah, I see.
Okay, so with the one that it's showing right there, you can see how it looks on tablets, phones, computers, right? Now, the one thing that you need to know, if you have a website built through another person, even if it was through WordPress, no matter who it's through, we just don't simply do anything to somebody else's website. It's just kind of like our policy. Like, so we can optimize it on the Google Business Profile, meaning we can promote it on your Google Business Profile, but we wouldn't be able to optimize it anywhere else. We can't do anything to it, change anything about it. That would be completely on you. So at least the benefit in having this website through us is not only, again, will you be able to change things about it, but we'll always manage it, optimize it, maintain it, you know, whatever it may be, that will be something we'll take care of and will be included.
Okay, cool. Because, and like, kind of optimize it and changes and stuff to that website, or before you all even start building it, we can tell you, like, the colors we're using for our logo and blah, 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 and y'all can incorporate all that with it.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys already have a logo then?
Close to it. We're probably a couple of days away from that. We've pretty much got it all picked out, and we're just kind of looking at different designs for it. Like, it's almost nailed down. I will say that.
Okay. Well, because that would be something we could do too if you didn't have a logo. We create logos as well. So.
Really? Sounds pretty nice. All right. How much for that? Is that extra?
No, the logo is included if you wanted us to create you one.
Okay. Could we kind of create one with the ideas that we have and, like send them to you to make
Absolutely.
It easier? All right.
Dude, I'm sold.
Yeah.
Pretty honest.
I'm pretty cool with that, too.
We just need to figure out what we're going to do about Town Square.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we already paid them for whatever they did right now. I mean, I don't know them personally. What are they going to do?
Yeah.
I mean, ultimately, I think your idea isn't that bad. You know, I think if you get the website, since you're going to get it in a couple of weeks, it's fine. Just, you know, make sure that they don't have login credentials to your Google business profile, and then ask them what their canceling policy is if you leave. That would be mostly just what I would say. You know, it is just a matter of keeping in mind, too, that having that website, if you get any traction from that website from them in, like, the month that you would stay, or, like, the couple of weeks you'd stay with them, you know, and changing it, it just would shift it, I guess, and having it on your Google business profile. I mean, I guess if they don't have login credentials to your Google business profile, then either they probably won't be attaching that website to your Google business profile. So it wouldn't necessarily be promoted either. So you'd have the website, but it wouldn't be promoted anywhere. So you probably wouldn't get any traction from it anyway. So I guess it would be nice if you wanted to just, like, you know, but see, even still, if you put it on business cards, then, and you change the website, then you'd have to redo that too. So, I mean, those are just some things to think about. You know, it's like, really, what are you trying to, I guess, ask, what are you trying to get out of the website for the next couple of weeks? Is it just having it? Is that it? I mean, it's really.
Right. I mean, that's actually a really good point.
Yeah.
Well, what does that say that again? I missed it. I'm sorry.
She was just saying, like, pretty much, what are we getting out of having Townsquare's website? Like,
oh, for the next couple weeks till we wait on local flies to make ours?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I was just hoping to make some posts on Facebook with our website, and I mean, not a lot is going to come from it, like you said, if they don't have the Google thing, because they won't be promoting it. I mean, that's a fair point.
I'm just not sure if they have it or not. Because remember, you were right next to me when I gave them that code, and
yeah,
they're
asking
for
it again.
And then they're asking for it again, like she didn't get it.
Okay.
So I mean, moving, if we move forward with Local Flesh, I want to go about it already knowing that they do have it, just in case, you know, so.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I bet anything you probably won't hear from them. I mean, if you get to them today, that'd be great, but, you know, sometimes I know it takes some time for them to get back to you, so, you know, just, I guess, do you want me to follow up with you tomorrow then, or what are you thinking?
I would, we're pretty sold. I would say tomorrow would be, like, our actual answer.
Okay. Okay, perfect.
Okay, would that be all right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I can call you at the same time. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay. All right, Jamie. Well, I do appreciate it. And it's Carter, right?
Yes.
Your name? Okay. Well, I appreciate both you guys. You have my extension and phone number. Now, Jamie, the number I've been texting you from, you can always text me back, too. So if you call me and for some reason I don't answer, text me. I'll get that a little quicker. If anything comes up for you today, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. I hope you have a great rest of your day, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.